You are the one that does exceedingly, exceedingly abundantly, exceedingly abundantly far above, exceedingly abundantly far above what we can think or imagine, exceedingly abundantly far above what we can think or imagine, according to the power at work in us. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than everything. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see.
Bigger than all my problems, oh,
bigger than
everything. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. My God,
bigger than
all my problems.
He is bigger than
everything.
He is bigger than
every mountain I cannot see.
Bigger than all my problems.
All my problems.
Bigger than all my fears.
Bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot
see. You are bigger than all my problems.
Bigger than
all my problems.
Bigger than all my fears.
Bigger than
all my fears.
Bigger than
God is bigger than every mountain.
Oh, I cannot see.
I cannot.
You're bigger than any problem.
Bigger than
all my problems.
Yeah. Bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. It is well.
It is well
in the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul today.
In the name of Jesus.
It is well.
In the name of Jesus. What I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I hear.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I hear.
No, Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear you sing.
Amen.
Let me hear you sing.
Amen. Let me hear you sing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let his hand go be
wisdom and even
and
all
of God.
Power and might.
Power and might.
Belongs to our God.
Belongs to our God. Forever and ever.
Amen.
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 You are all that matters.
You are all
I'll make room for you.
I'll make room for you.
You and I.
You and I,
Jesus.
You are on a battle. You are on a battle. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Can you have your seat in God's presence? Thank you. You know, when you are in the presence of somebody that can give you everything you desire, there is this temptation to always ask. I don't know. I know some of us have experienced that, where people keep calling you for help, keep calling you. You keep giving, you keep giving. But nobody has once come and said, I have come to the North Works. But you just say, you have been doing well. May God bless you. You see, most of the time when we come to church, we want to come and ask from God. He can do all things. But much more important than that, He wants to hear us say, I'm not here because of what you do. I'm here because of who you are. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that
you're my
God. You're
all together, wonderful to me.
Here I am to say. That you're my God.
All together.
I'm coming back to the house of worship.
And it's all about you. All about you, Lord.
All about you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Lord.
I'm sorry, Lord,
for things I've made.
When it's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Hey.
I'm coming back to the heart of
It's all about you, Jesus.
So bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Worship His holy name.
Sing like never before.
Oh my soul. Worship His holy name.
Worship His holy name. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh my soul, worship His holy name.
Sing like never before.
Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Any Baba, so to Baba, Lord, 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 any Baba, so to Baba, Lord,
Let's just worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him. Worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Can we just lift our hands in? Let's just worship Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Oh, Lord. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Worship Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Worship Him. Thank you. La ba la ba, he le le bo fia. Amen. Praise you, we worship you, we adore your name, we honor you. You are our God, you are our King, and you are our Lord. We bless you. We make our boast in you alone. Thank you. Be glorified. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Acts chapter 2. Let's start reading from verse 1 to 4. Thank you, choir. I've wanted to break protocol since morning, but I keep holding my check, self in check. But this third service, I'm going to break the protocol. Today is the birthday of my producer. Are we going to sing happy birthday song to him? I'm breaking protocol. I don't want to do that on the altar. But the thing has been coming to me since first service, second service. We are going to sing in parts. I'm directing the orchestra. Okay, can we just appreciate our dear brother Paul? Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. God bless you really good. So after I do the closing prayer, you can do, hey, happy birthday. Happy birthday. I beg, let me be able to preach before I move to party mood. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. You want to take me to party? In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy and there is liberty. There is liberty. Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound. First, like a rushing mighty wind. 2. Number 3, it filled the entire house where they were sitting. 3. Number 4, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all, that's number 5, filled with the Holy Spirit. And number 6, they all began to speak in tongues. Number 7, as the Spirit gave them utterance. There was a sound, there was a wind, there was fire, the room was filled, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. At this particular time, we need to know some things. Number 1, salvation does not depend on speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not a condition for us to know whether you are saved or not. Salvation is you giving your life to Christ, believing your heart that Jesus died for your sins, and confessing with your mouth that He is your Lord, and accepting into your life, repenting from your sin. That is salvation. It has nothing to do with speaking in tongues. And you cannot be saved apart from the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you are saved, the first thing that puts a stamp of salvation, in fact, Ephesians 1 calls it a guarantee. God gives you a guarantee. Some scripture call it a seal, a guarantee of the Spirit, a seal of the Holy Spirit comes upon you as a proof of you being born again. So, anyone that is born again has the Holy Spirit in him. It is wrong to say if you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, you cannot be born again. He that is born of flesh is flesh. He that is born of the Spirit is spirit. Everyone born again is born of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives in him. In fact, it is the Spirit that tells our spirit that we are the sons of God. And as many that are led by the Spirit are what? The sons of God. So, speaking in tongues have nothing to do with whether you are born again or not. When you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. Please, let's settle this. And it is wrong to say, if because you are not speaking in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Who speaks to you? Who directs you? It's the Holy Spirit. But it's so that you don't have a dimension of Him, and you don't have a gift of Him. Number 2, speaking in tongues is a gift of the Spirit. And like every other gift, if I send a gift to you, you can decide to sign for it and collect it, or say, I don't want it. Number 2, you can collect the gift and keep and not wrap it. I've been given a gift by somebody a long time ago. It's almost 8 years now. 8 years. The person went to China and got me a very powerful shirt. Beautiful shirt. And when the person gave me the shirt, the Lord told me, don't wear it. It's still in my house.
And I did not bother asking why the Lord said, it's not that the person is dubious. The person is a very spiritual person. It's not that the person has done something in the church that the Lord is warning me against. I don't know. But the Lord asked me not to wear it. In fact, I wanted to give that beautiful check away to somebody. I just look at that. What the Lord asked you not to wear? Why will you give somebody? So it is still in my... If you need to tell me, I'll bring it. It's a gift to me. Because I refuse to open the package and put it on, I have not enjoyed that gift. The Holy Spirit is in you. That Holy Spirit gives you the gift of praying the Spirit, the gift of speaking in tongues. That gift is in you. It's in you. Out of you shall flow. It is in you. But if you refuse to unwrap it and use it, it will do you no good. Like every other gift that is given to you, you have the right to say, I will use it. You have the right to say, I will not. In the second service, God was moving powerfully in our midst, and I could see some people, they didn't want to open their mouth to pray. You can see their face struggling with the Spirit. And I pray for them that from next week, the Holy Spirit will be carrying them up and be hitting their head against it. Bah! So that they open their mouth and talk. He said, out of you shall flow rivers of living water. But we have Usman Dam. If instead of the river flowing, what did we do? We carry something and block the river and dam it. But the day the rain falls very well, now we the open arm ourselves, or else it will break it down. That is how the Spirit will begin to break some people down that I don't want to pray. Ah, be cool. You are a fine girl now. How can they see you just falling under the anointing? You are a fine boy now. Remember, you came to look for one girl in church. If that girl sees you now falling and saying, I bet, take, maintain your cool. The other, come. Come, oh, come. It is a gift. Using it depends on you. Now, let's go a little bit further. In the Old Testament, go and check throughout the Old Testament. Nobody spoke in tongues. Out of the 9 gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, all of them were operated in the Old Testament, apart from speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues. Wherever, if there is no speaking in tongues, there is no interpretation of tongues. The prophecies, healings, miracles, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, great faith, were all displayed. So in the New Testament, when the Holy Spirit came, He came with tongue of fire to show us that there is now a new dimension of a move of God in our midst. If you go to Babel, people miss it. When they sin, came together, God scattered them by their voice. But now God brought everybody together by His speaking. And that is tongue. Amending where He scattered them in the Old Testament and bringing them together in unity in the new. And so tongue was now a sign that God is doing new things. It's a sign that the new covenant has come to stay in our midst. It was not part of the old. It is part of the new. I want to take my time and teach it. In fact, next week I'm going to come and take questions against tongues. What people have said and answer all those questions. I will give the question. I will answer them one after the other from the scriptures. For us to know the importance of God, the gift of tongues in our life. Especially if you grew up the way I grew up in a very orthodox church where even raising up your hand in church is like a sin. Where when you come to church, you sit down quietly and when you want to sing him, praise my soul again of heaven to his feet I tremble bring. Ransom here is up. Oh, give it all again. His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise of heaven. Mercy. I didn't know I could do this. And you know, everything I said, you do not hear it. But you need to have the hymn now to hear it, to see it. And then you will sit quietly, beautiful. That time we were taught order. In fact, we have good respect for God. Now we are free. We do anything we like. We have gone to another extreme. But what I'm saying is this. Is that speaking in tongues introduces us to the new covenant. And it's a gift of praying
We call it praying in the heavenly language. Praying in the heavenly language that God has graciously given to us. Speaking in tongues is God giving ability to speak in a language that you do not understand. 1 Corinthians 13:1 talks about if I speak in the tongues of men and I speak in the tongue of angels. So speaking in tongues can be you speaking in an unknown language unknown to you. It could also be you speaking in the heavenly, language. It is the supernatural language given to God, given by God to believers. It is the language of God's spirit and the kingdom. I don't know if you have traveled around South Africa and West Africa before. For some of us that have gone by road to Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire. You know, once you cross from Seme and you enter the other side of Seme, you move towards Ilakoji, Aflao, Accra, and so on. By the time you cross over to Benin, the language changes. There are some notorious policemen. They sit on powerful orders. They call them gendarmes. I don't even have an experience with a gendarme. A gendarme has a whistle in his mouth. He sits on okada. When the car passes, he blows the whistle. They have not borne your papa well, make you no stop. In fact, many Nigerians that drive across West Africa, they have all fallen into the hand of gendarme. Because when they blow the whistle, they don't know what the whistle means. In those countries, the policeman is a king. When he blows whistle, you stop. When you stop, you will reverse. He will still be on the okada waiting for you. You will come down, carry your papers, and go and give him the papers. He speaks, sometimes he speaks English. He will intentionally not speak in English to you. Parlez-vous la paper? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Écoutez. Magbeletin sing. Tu vas te démouper par yuma, Magbeletin sing. Do you understand that French language? And then you'll be there. When you do the things of a spirit without understanding the language of a spirit, you are non-effective and you look stupid. And the language of a spirit realm that God has given us is speaking in tongues. We are almost useless. Most of us, when we go to all this country, you need an interpreter. And you know the interpreter can put you into trouble. If you did not treat him well the last time, he can punish you in front of each other. You will say something, will tell him that you are abusing him. Then the guy continually gets annoyed and you are in trouble. Many of us are in trouble because we are praying with our understanding. And there is different thing that God is demanding in the spirit realm. But you are praying with understanding. Let me tell you this. If you give me opportunity to pray now, Say, raise the prayer point for yourself. Now money I go ask for. But God looking at me, my know there is no money I need now. I need maybe something else. I need peace. Maybe I need a new job. Maybe I need to move on spiritually. So praying about money is praying amiss at that time. But my understanding of the spiritual realm is limited to my physical problem I'm facing. So all what I do is to pray about money. And heaven is not answering because money is not for now. That's because I don't understand the language of a spirit. The same thing that happens to you when you go to an African country where they speak French and you don't understand it. Your interpreter can put you in trouble. In fact, there are many words you speak that he will not have the right words to explain it. That is why God gave us the language of a spiritual. Number two, God understands that our physical, our body, what we see, what we hear, what we feel, is competing with him. Is putting us in trouble. It's not making us rise up to the height we need to get to. So in mercy, he gave us the gift of speaking in tongues so that even though all these things are happening to you physically, you can be praying in the spirit. You can be praying the will of God accurately per time. And you know that in your side asks for. You have the power to give it. But you know it is not good for your child at that time. Have you known in those days when we used to boil
water in the sitting room. You know, most of us, we do many things that immediately we start giving birth to children, we stop doing it. You just put the boiling room, boiling ring in water. You leave it. And then you have one person crawling to the place. The water is hot. Then you carry the water to another place. And the person is crying, hey, mama, mama, mommy, 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 leave it. Mommy, leave it. Mommy, leave it. A man that prays with your understanding alone is limited to physical things. He does not understand spiritual things that control the physical. So when he's asking for something and they are not giving it to him, he keeps praying, he keeps crying, God hates me, God does not like me, God does not. But he does not know that there are better things. Some things better for now than that. That thing is running after. When he grows old, he can pour as many water as he wants himself. The gift of speaking in tongues is meant for us to be at the level, to be in the same frequency that God wants us to be. God gives us the gift of speaking in tongues to open a direct link with heaven. Americans call it hotline. There are many people that have two phone numbers. There's one that is for everybody, general. There's the other one that are only for 12 people. I've only given 12 people. And when he was giving them, he said, told them, never ever give this line to anybody under any condition. It's a hotline. That line is always on. Any line can be off. That line is always on. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Makes us to understand that he that speaks in tongues, prays in the spirit, speaks to God and not to man. So it's a direct line between you and God. So by speaking in tongues, by the gift of speaking in tongues, God has created a direct line for you to God that you can call at any time without fail. Without failing. Without failing. Without failing. It is a direct line. It is always available. Number two, see, the gift of speaking in tongues is given to you for you to have access to supernatural things of God. It's given to you for you to have access to the supernatural realm. It's given to you for you to have access to the spiritual realm. It's given to you for you to have an insight into what is happening in the spiritual realm. Things that you do not see, things that you do not feel, things that you don't know about, for you to have a grasp, an icon of it. It is the gateway to supernatural realm. It is the language of the supernatural realm. And it opens you up to the spiritual realm. It is the key that unlocks the spiritual realm. It is the key that unlocks all the other gifts of a spirit. Many of you, many of us have spoken in tongues for 10 years. But we don't speak in tongues consistently. We only speak in tongues when we come to church. Or we speak in church 2 times, 3 times in a day. You know, 3 minutes, 2 minutes in a day. For you to enjoy the benefit of this, you must pray persistently, consistently, over a long time in the spirit. Your spirit will open up. See, you are an artist. You are somebody in the creative industry. Like my choir people, people that design, do everything. You know the gift that in the Old Testament was given to the man that designed the tabernacle. It was given by the power of the Holy Spirit. When David wanted to build the temple before he died, he gave the design just like it was in heaven. He gave it. When Noah wanted to build, he had the design. When Moses wanted to build the temple, he had the design. There is a design of cloth that you will design, that your life will never be the same again. It can be given to you from the spirit realm. Not all this one that we want to sow now. This thing I sow now. Somebody don't sow one before. My fashion designer will just go and look for one this year. I hope he's not in church. He will open it and say, do you like this one? Pastor, don't get one star where you go like. Oh. It is somebody that got it. You can get more than that. In fact, you can have your own magazine that people are copying your style by speaking in tongues and having access to the things of the spirit. Everywhere we are, there are problems that need solution. The solutions are in the spirit realm. We can access that spirit realm for solution by praying in tongues and praying for a long time in tongues for the spirit realm to open unto us. A man that understands the things of the spirit does not lack customers. He prays, he prays, he knows where the customers are. He prays, he attracts the customers. All these things are not given to us for religiosity in church. They are given to us for us to live our lives both in church and outside the church.
It's a gateway to supernatural.
It gives us accuracy and sharpness in supernatural things. Number three, praying in tongues has been given to us to build us up. 1 Corinthians 14:4. Build up our spiritual life. When you pray in tongues, it's as if you are charging your battery. 1 Corinthians 14:4. The one who speaks in tongues builds up himself. King James uses edify himself. It's as if you are constructing a building. When we are praying in tongues, you are constructing things in the spiritual. You are building things in the spiritual. You are charging things in the spiritual. You are increasing your capacity in the spiritual. You are increasing your strength. You are increasing your power. You are increasing your wisdom. You are building new things. You are releasing power and strength. You are keeping yourself fit supernaturally. Fit supernaturally. Let me tell you. I had a friend. In fact, it was a friend that laid hand on me, and I received the gift of the Spirit. He got to a time, he backslid there. When he went to university, he was in Unilorin, backslided, was drinking everywhere. And one day he came back home, he met a guy that came from, you know, during holiday, everybody will come from holiday, you know the way you go for Christmas, everybody is at home, and then they met at home and they told him, they went to drink, and the guy told him that, if you know how we drink in Lagos, with the way we drink, you can come, and then say, okay, say, I will come and see you in Lagos, then I will come one weekend. So he left Unilorin and went to Lagos to drink. Unknown to him, that guy we grew up together has joined a cult. And he came to a time where they drank and put something in his drink. By the time he found himself tied down with a malam in front of him, chanting. That is when he remembered that he used to speak in tongues. You never see you. That's why you know they speak in tongues. Something could happen with. Say, you remember? From midnight till morning. He said, the man who wants to hold him. Magaria. The man who shouts fire, fire, fire. He spoke in tongues for more than 6 hours. Something he abandoned 5 years ago. Adalama gagada. Garia dada. Hey. Now you the joke with this thing. This thing they work. At the end of the day, they release him. I say, don't tell anybody. I beg you, please. We did not mean it. That's how he left. Came back home. And rededicated his life to God. He left school. He did not tell anybody. He reached Lagos. At his cousin's place, he left the house. He did not tell anybody. He would have been one of the people we are saying is missing. That we have never seen before. But by praying in tongues, he was delivered. Remember, when you are speaking in tongues, you are building something. You are building something. First, Jude chapter 1:20. A man that prays in tongues is building up his faith. Jude 1:20. But you, beloved, building up yourself on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You need your faith. In fact, speaking in tongues is a faith booster. Faith booster. Faith booster. When you lack faith, you are down, almost out. Just open your mouth. Lama de lebo shita. At the beginning, it might look very weak. Mani mo shita. But before you know, the spirit is charging. It's charging. It's charging. Before you know, your voice is getting loud. Before you know, you are becoming. You are almost looking like a lion that turned back from nobody.
Why? Your faith is boosted up.
It is a faith booster.
It will boost up your faith. Verse 4, 1 Corinthians 14. When we speak in tongues, we speak mysteries. The one who speaks in tongues, verse 2, it should be verse 2. The one who speaks in tongues speaks not to men but to God. For no one understands him. But he utters mysteries in the spirit realm. And as I was saying, mysteries is knowledge of the initiated. Information given to the initiated is information available to people that are connected. That is mysteries. Mysteries are coded language. They are coded tongues. They are coded knowledge. Do you know that if I can speak Igala now, and I know all of you cannot speak Igala, when me and Jonah want to talk about or any Igala person, we'll just change the language to Igala. You will not understand anything. When we want to confuse the devil, for him not to know the will of God, the purpose of God, the plan of God, and our plan, we just burst forth in tongue. He can hear what we are saying, but he can never understand it. It's like a VPN on the internet. An IT person can understand that. It's a secure connection in the confusion of the internet that nobody can break into. And even if they break into it, they don't understand what we are saying. Coded. Secrets. There are some things that will happen tomorrow, I don't know it. Some things will happen next week, I don't know it. Where my children are now, I don't even know. Where my wife is now, I know, but I don't know what's happening there. But if anything is going to happen there now, something comes to me. Malaba Galia, Dababaka, Etelibo Kuria. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm praying for them. I'm preaching and I'm praying. It is touching them. I don't know what is happening to my siblings. They are not here with me in Abuja. La Magaria. But when somebody, something is about to happen to them, the Lord can touch and say, pray. La Malala Dababa, Garia Dadababa, Robo Kuria, Dadababa, Garia, Etelibo Kuria, Dadabaka. The Lord wakes me and say, pray for Femi. Where do I start from? Is it Femi's children? Is it Femi's work? Is it Femi's family? Is he? What would I pray about Femi? And then, Father, I thank you for the life of Femi. Oh, Lord, bless him, Ojari. The man, see, they do well already, sir. Make your blessing continue to be among Ojari. Leave Femi where they even disturb. But may I go sleep, Ojari? Because I have the power. I don't know what he's going through. But when the Lord may pray for Femi, says, Mala, Lord, I thank you for Femi. Malibo Shata, Rede Demo Kulia, Alalabaga, Gandala Makulia, Mazitala, Edebo Kulia, Nanama, Gadalama Kulimezite, Eriadanama Kariaba, Obenimo Zite, Debo Kulia, Laba. When you speak in tongues, you cannot be late, you cannot be far ahead. You are praying timely prayers per time. Because the utterance is given to you by God for what is needed for now. For now, sir. For now, sir. So joyously, I wake up and I blow in tongues. Halaga. Hey, Maria Dalebo. When I was in Unilag, I had a hostel guy, one crazy guy like this. He was studying mathematics. He was the best student in mathematics. When he wakes up in the morning, he will stand up and shout, Moti Gio, Oju Tio Tamio. He will walk around all the floors and will be screaming. What he said, I am waking up today. My enemies have been put to shame. Is this same guy that if you are cooking on the corridor, they will carry your food and it will disappear. When you blow in tongues, when you wake up in the morning, you are telling the enemy, I have arisen. You don't understand me. I am mysterious. You don't know what I'm saying, but I'm saying it. You can be telling the enemy, the Lord is against you. You don't know. You know, if you want to learn a new language, the first thing they teach you is the wrong one. I hope you know that. When people want to teach Ghanaian language, the first thing they will teach you really is to say, you are stupid, you are stupid. And you'll be shouting, yes, yes, you are stupid, you are stupid. So when we are speaking in tongues in the morning, even the enemy can hear us speaking. We are praying against him. We are defeating him.
we are dismantling his infrastructure. He does not know. Sometimes he will come and kneel down before you and say, Amen, 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 to think they are with you. They want to hear your prayer point. Speak in tongues. Let them not hear the prayer points, sir. Let no man hear the prayer points. The one you have been hearing, what have you done with it? Is it not for you to go and spread a lie that this is my prayer point, this is what I'm praying about? It's time to speak mysteries. The mind of God, the will of God, the purpose of God, coded in heavenly tongue, in heavenly language. Men are not the way they look like. Some like you, as long as you don't do better than them. May I never get to any point in time in my life when I don't want anybody to be better. What do you think concern me? If you are better, you are better now. It's for me also to get better. Why will your better bother my better? Everybody should get better, better. You are getting promotion. You have a new car. What do you concern with your new car? Will it carry me home? No, no. Get better. Buy your new car. We will dedicate it. Build your new house. We will dedicate it. If you don't have our own, we'll touch your house and say, you the one that did it here, will do for us also. You know, TDJ said, when God does something for your neighbor, it means God is in your neighborhood, your own business. So he has done something for my friend, and I'm angry. Why would I be angry? So I have opportunity that will bless my friend. I don't tell him, because I don't want him to be better than me. For what reason? My prayer is you become 10 times better than me. Listen, I've always shared it. Listen, if I come to church tomorrow and I say I don't have shoe, I need shoe, and I tell you my size is size 43, the number of shoes I'll have on Sunday will be uncountable. I hope you know that. Hello, you don't know? Okay, some of you will not give me shoe. If I pray for your progress, it is for my peace. Because everything you have is mine indirectly. If you love me enough, you can give it to me to use. Your progress is what I want. Better than mine. It doesn't matter. It does not. Let's go back. When we pray in the Spirit, we speak mysteries. I was watching Dunsi in Household of David. Nathan Ebasi, Dunsi. All the people there are people I love. And they were asking, what is the secret? In fact, on House on the Rock, after he ministered for Pastor David, what is the secret? What is the secret? The man stood and laughed. He said, I stay in his presence. I'm there. He said, God told me, don't come to me for his song. Come and worship me, and I will give you songs. The rest is history. He stays in the presence. And when he's there, you know, enough of taking to songs to God for him to stand. It's time to listen for him for song and sounds of heaven, that people's life will never be the same again. I was watching a video where this man that sang Ekweme was at the conference. And Bishop, Archbishop, Mensah, Archbishop Duncan Williams was preaching. He was preaching and said, come here. He came. He said, you are going to release an album. It will move you around the world. I saw that video. The only place that was not entirely connected by, he told him the song will be in Yoruba. He's a Ghanaian pastor. So maybe he confused Igbo song to Yoruba song. He said, that song will be in Yoruba. It's not an English song. It will be in Yoruba. It will take you around the whole world. It was history. It was somebody who was open to the spirit realm that understood mysteries that brought that to bear. Can I share two more with you? There's no how we pray in the spirit that we can pray amiss. When we pray in the spirit, we pray perfectly, because it is not us praying. It is the Holy Spirit giving us utterance. Another one, when we pray in the spirit, we can pray for the unknown. I've told you, what will happen tomorrow in my office, I don't know. What is happening to my children now, I don't know. But when I'm praying in tongues, I can pray the unknown, I don't know, that I might never know. But I will handle them appropriately. Pray for them. For most of you that your children are in school, you are in the office, you are, hey, what can be happening? Hey, I've not heard the phone call. Don't bother.
If you are somebody that prays in the spirit, your prayer will handle all the unknowns and will put your mind at rest. Can I tell you this? When you have the heart to pray in the spirit, please pray and pray through before you stop. Let there be a release in your spirit before you stop. Because you are handling mysteries. You are handling unknowns. You are handling things never imagined before.
We pray the unknown when we pray in the spirit. Brethren, the only way to confuse the devil and for him not to understand us is to pray in the spirit. The only way to obey the command, pray without ceasing, is to pray in the spirit. Listen, whatever you are doing, while doing it, you can be praying in the spirit. In fact, when I preach, there are many people in church, my team members, as I'm preaching, they are listening to me, but they are praying in tongues for me. But if they want to pray in understanding, they can hear. But now they can hear what I'm saying, but they are praying in tongues, they are praying mysteries. Concerning the service, it's a great opportunity for us to pray in the spirit. Lift your hand now. Your hand. Can we just open your mouth and thank him in the spirit? Dalaba ibiji dalaba. Malalaba lama laba laba jita laba. Griadada materia daba daria dada. Ere debo kuria malaba jita. Ibenebo kuria nana makaria dalebo kuria dada. Agaria dalebo kuria nana nama keria. Mere de 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 Agata la makata la makariada. Eberia nedededededededebo. Eketelebo koriada la makata. Ebeteria da 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 makaria belelebo kuria. Ejente pekelebo koriada da da. Eria dededededededebo. Agaria belelededededebo. Agaria da 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 da. Ibekete lebo koria da la makata laba. Ebekete lebo kote lebo kote lebo. Agaria da la da 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 makaria da. Ebekedededededededebo. Ekedede lebo koria da da da. Ebekete lebo koria da 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 ba. Ebekedededededebo koria da da da. Makate lebo koria da 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 da. We thank you. We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. I was sharing with them in the second service, or is it the first service, how there was a day I was driving, worshiping God and praying in tongues. And I was going, the Lord was just dropping in my spirit. Like something like, drop a name in my spirit. When I drop the name, when I hear the name, the Lord will tell me, the person is about to call you now. And then my phone will ring. And I will pick the phone. And it's that person calling me. I drop the phone, still on that journey, that same journey. Another name drop on my spirit. And then the person is going to call you now. And that same person calls me. What speaking in tongues opens us for you, you can never imagine it. See, I've seen people pray in tongues over a particular thing and it changes in a week. Their mind focuses on that thing alone and they are praying. I've heard tumors disappear when people look at the tumor and they blow in tongues consistently. Because you are praying mysteries that cannot be understood by the enemy. When you pray in tongues, answers come faster. They come quickly. They come faster. They come quickly. They come faster. Lift your right hand up. Your hand up. Can we pray again? Malaba hibejide de debo kuria balada ba kiri de debo kuria da 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 baga. Ne 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 kuria na na da 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 ba kiri da 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 ba. Laba ne 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 kuria la laba kiri de debo kuria la laba. Maria da ne 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 debo kuria la. Ebe lebo koli meke de lebo kuria da. Me lebo kuria da ne 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 lebo kuria la laba. Anda lebo kuria kale lebo kuria. We bless you, Jesus.
You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front. In front of my melody, you are all that matters.
Please, can we pray in tongues while I sing? Can you just pray? Can we pray in tongues? Can we pray in tongues? I will make room for two. You and I, Jesus, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters.
Oh, hey, oh, hey.
You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters.
Oh, hey.
Remember the blood, the spirit, and the word. The Trinity on earth that never fails. The blood, the word, the spirit. Always remember that. The blood, the word, the spirit. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Make impossibilities possible by the power of your spirit. Make impossibilities possible in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. For some of you, please dedicate time, maybe a week. Just a week. I don't know who. I said it in the second service, but I didn't say it specifically. See, dedicate a week. Make up your mind to only pray in tongues. Pray the watches. 6, 5, 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, 9. Go and sleep. Wake up. 6, 9, 12, 6, 9, 12. If you are strong enough, pray overnight. Some of us do only night watch. We pray 12, 6, 12, 3, 6, 12. 3 hours. And pray in tongues only 1 hour at one of the watches. If your strength doesn't carry, pray 30 minutes. Let your mind be focused on only one prayer point. You will never be the same. Even if you are praying it and it's not on any prayer point, and you are praying alone, your spiritual life will open. Your eyes will open. Your ears will open. You'll be seeing things. You'll be hearing things. God will be, some of you will be seeing angels. Because speaking in tongues is you living in the spirit. It will open it for you. You need to pay the price for it. There are prophets here that are still asking for prayer points. There are prophets in the house. They are still seeking for prayer points. There are great intercessors here running away from their dreams. It's time to pay the price. It's time to pray in the spirit. May the Lord bless you very good. In the name of Jesus. Welcome.